that it should be a little bit warmer.
Darren, many thanks. Now it's time for the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0505 on Friday the 6th of June. The general synopsis at midnight. Low north of Faroes, 981, moving slowly north, filling 985 by midnight tonight. New low moving steadily northeast, expected south Sweden, 989 by same time. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours. Viking, north at Sira, variable, mainly southwesterly, 2 to 4. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. South Utsira, 40s, Cromarty, variable 2 to 4, becoming northwesterly 4 to 6 in South Utsira. Showers, good, occasionally poor at first. Forth, Tyne, Dogger, northwest, backing west or southwest 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first in Dogger. Showers, perhaps thundery at first, good, occasionally poor at first. Fisher, variable 2 to 4, becoming west 4 to 6, backing southwest 3 to 5 later. Rain or thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. German Bight, cyclonic 3 to 5 at first in north, otherwise westerly or southwesterly 5 to 7, decreasing 3 to 5. Rain or thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Humber, west 4 to 6, becoming cyclonic 3 to 5. Showers, perhaps thundery at first, good, occasionally poor at first. Thames, Dover, White, Portland, Plymouth, North Biscay. Westerly or southwesterly 4 to 6, occasional rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. South Biscay, variable 2 to 4, becoming westerly 3 to 5. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Fitzroy, cyclonic 3 to 5 at first in south, otherwise westerly or northwesterly 4 to 6. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Sol, Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea. West or southwest 4 to 6, decreasing 3 at times in Irish Sea. Occasional rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Shannon, Rockall. West or northwest, becoming cyclonic for a time in Shannon, 3 to 5, occasionally 6 in Shannon. Occasional rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Malin, Hebrides, west or southwest, becoming cyclonic later, 3 to 5, decreasing 2 at times later. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Bailey, Fair Isle, Faroes, southwest, southeast, Iceland. Cyclonic, mainly westerly, 3 to 5, occasionally 6 in Bailey. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Northeast, southeast, Iceland, northwesterly, 5 to 7, becoming variable 2 to 4. Showers, good. Now the weather reports from coastal stations for 0400. Tyree Automatic, west by north, 3, 14 miles, 999, rising slowly. Stornoway, southwest by west, 1, 19 miles, 997, rising slowly. Lerwick, southwest by west, 3, 16 miles, 996, rising slowly. Lucas, west by south, 3, 24 miles, 998, rising slowly. Bridlington, west, northwest, 3, 999, rising slowly. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, west, southwest, 6, 11 miles, 1005. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, southwest by west, 5, 5 miles, 1006. Jersey, west, southwest, 4, 11 miles, 1009, rising slowly. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, southwest, 4, 11 miles, 1007. Scilly Automatic, west by north, 4, recent rain, 11 miles, 1007, rising slowly. Valentia, west by north, 4, 19 miles, 1006, rising slowly. Ronald's Way, west, 4, rain, 6 miles, 1001, rising slowly. Malin Head, southwest, 3, 19 miles, 1000, rising slowly. Now here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours. The general situation, the United Kingdom, lies in an unsettled and mainly westerly or southwesterly airflow, with some rain or showers expected for all areas. Winds will become strong at times, especially in the south. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Variable 2 to 4. Showers, perhaps thundery at first. Good, occasionally moderate. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. Cyclonic, mainly westerly, 3 to 5 until later in south, otherwise variable 2 to 4. Showers, perhaps thundery at first, good, occasionally moderate. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby, west or southwest, 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4 for a time. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Whitby to Gibraltar Point, westerly or southwesterly, 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first in south, becoming variable, then southwesterly later, 2 to 4. Rain, then showers, good, occasionally poor at first. Gibraltar Point to Northumberland, westerly or southwesterly, becoming cyclonic for a time in north, 3 to 5, occasionally 6 in south, and at first in north. Occasional rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Northumberland to Selsey Bill, southwesterly, 4 to 6, showers, rain later, moderate or good, occasionally poor later. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis, west or southwest, 4 or 5, occasionally 6 at first, showers, rain later, moderate or good, occasionally poor later. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly, west or southwest, 3 to 5, increasing 6 at times later. Rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. Northwesterly, backing westerly or southwesterly, 3 to 5, occasionally 6 in south and at first in north. Rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel. West, backing southwest, 4 to 6, becoming variable, mainly south, 2 to 4 later. Showers, rain later, moderate or good, occasionally poor later. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway, westerly or northwesterly, backing southwesterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 in south. Showers, rain later, good, occasionally moderate. Isle of Man, west or southwest 2 to 4, increasing 4 or 5, then decreasing 2 or 3 later. Fair, then showers, rain later, good, occasionally moderate. Loch Foyle to Carlingford Lock, westerly or southwesterly 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel, westerly or southwesterly 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point, west or southwest 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath, variable 2 to 4, becoming west or southwest 3 to 5 for a time. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. And Shetland Isles, west or southwest, becoming variable for a time 2 to 4. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. And that completes the shipping bulletin. In a moment, Farming Today looks at the growing skills gap in horticulture as fewer colleges teach plant sciences. But now, it's Prayer for the Day, presented by Canon Simon Dugan.
Good morning. There's a clachan, or close of holiday cottages, in the mountains of Mourne, lovingly restored from the 1600s and with access to the Kilkeel River. Beside the water, a granite chair by renowned local stonemason Joe Rooney is carved with Seamus Heaney's words, "You're everything you feel beside the river." It's from a poem called Casting and Gathering, and it depicts two fishermen with very different approaches to their craft. One's technique is free and unfussy, the other's is taut and titchy. Their contrasting styles reflect their personalities and even outlooks. They're friends, despite holding fundamentally irreconcilable opinions, and the river represents the uncrossed line. In the water's polyphony of sounds, Heaney hears the river baiting and playing them. Though as a friend of both, he trusts their respective integrities and can go with either angler's temperament and worldviews. Yet in that moment, everything you feel beside the river points to something none of them can disguise about themselves. The voice in the Gospel accounts of Jesus' baptism at the Jordan comes from heaven rather than the river. But God's, "You are my Son, the Beloved, with you I am well pleased," can only be read as one heart speaking to another heart. There is a directness in the sentiment which presumably met with a correspondingly direct resonance in the one who received it, and the setting can't be coincidental. If Heaney is right and rivers do free us up physically and emotionally, surely they can open us up spiritually as well. Our Father, you know us and love us as we really are. Help us strip away the layers that separate us from one another and from you, and so discover our true identity as your children, brothers and sisters of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
That was Prayer for the Day, presented by Canon Simon Dugan. This is BBC Radio 4, and now here's Farming Today with Kaz Graham.
Good morning. Today, hot off the press, UK farm incomes were up by £1.6 billion last year.
It is good news, isn't it, that the farming profitability has increased, that hopefully that'll help start to build some of that farmer confidence back.
More from Tom Bradshaw, NFU president, a little later. First, though, do you know a farmer, food producer or food project so good they need shouting about? Well, now is the time, because in around 12-13 minutes' time, entries open for the 2025 BBC Food and Farming Awards. They're a collaboration across the BBC with the food programme Countryfile and Morning Live, and we are teaming up again with the Archers for the Farming for the Future Award. We're looking for farmers who are at the forefront of making the industry more sustainable, both environmentally and financially. This year, we have a new judge, Mally Harris, who plays Natasha Archer, and who'll be judging the farming entrance alongside our own Charlotte Smith.
I'm looking for energy and vision and some